Track 14, Citizens Advice. Next up, we have our monthly slot from the CAB. This contains some useful information, and even if the specific circumstances don't apply to you, it might just focus your minds on one or two things you might wish to sort out. It's all to do with finance.
I'm about to receive a large inheritance. I am receiving income-based benefits. Can I give the money to my grandson to buy a house so that I don't lose my benefits? At Citizens Advice, we see many clients with similar questions. The short answer is, this would be very unwise, as it would probably be seen by the Department of Work and Pensions, DWP, as deliberate deprivation of capital, which is a form of benefits fraud. There are various benefits that are affected by capital limits, including pension credit, housing benefit, and council tax reduction. Universal credit, the most common income-based benefit, is reduced if your capital is over £6,000 and stops if you have over £16,000. The capital does not include your own home or personal possessions. It does include cash, money in bank or building society accounts, investments, bonds, shares, and unit trusts and land or property, unless you are living there. If you receive a lump sum which takes you over the capital limit, there are things you can spend it on. You can pay off or reduce any debts that are in your name, and you can pay for goods and services that are considered reasonable. There is no very specific guidance on what is reasonable, but buying a Ferrari would definitely not be accepted. You can pay off arrears on a mortgage, but you probably cannot pay off the outstanding lump sum. If your house needs repairs that you could not afford before you received the lump sum, these would probably be considered reasonable. And if you need to replace an old car in poor condition, this should also be accepted by DWP. The rules on deprivation of capital are complex. You should always tell DWP when you receive a sum that increases your capital over £6,000. And if you get housing benefit or council tax, you should also advise your local council. If you have any queries about reasonable expenditures, you can contact Citizens Advice or you can contact the DWP to see if what you are proposing to spend the money on will be accepted as reasonable. To contact Norfolk Citizens Advice, you can call 0800 144 8848 or you can fill in the email form on the Norfolk Citizens Advice website. That's www.ncab.org.uk. Or you can come into one of our offices for a face-to-face advice. The office in Norwich is in the Millennium Forum Building, the Central Library, and is open from 10 a.m. to 12 every weekday.
Thank you for that, Dorothy.